welcome to the Field of Streams, where I, your host, Janine McRae, bring you the tiny thoughts that stream from my brain and present them to you as though they're a book of matches that when you strike one, instead of producing a flame, it makes a sound that reverberates around the room like the enchanting hum of a Tibetan singing bowl. Om, is that what they're called? Now, I can't promise you much with these missives, but I can promise you this. I won't keep you long. Share, follow, all that stuff. Let's get into it. Did you know that from 1896 to the 1930s, there used to be this travelling show that would turn up at state fairs? This is, of course, in America. And the whole spectacle of it was to stage train wrecks for your entertainment. I'm not talking model trains. I'm talking two locomotives playing doomed chicken in front of a crowd. Listen to this. Quote, on September 15th, 1896, two locomotives crashed head-on 14 miles north of Waco, Texas. The locomotive's boilers exploded on impact, sending debris flying through the air for hundreds of yards, killing at least two spectators and maiming countless others. One man even lost an eye to a flying bolt. End quote. Is your interest piqued at all? Do not recoil in horror. 40,000 people gathered to watch that happen. Forget monster trucks. I mean, wowee. There was even a guy nicknamed Head-On Joe who ran these shows. Joe Connolly was his name, and he staged more than 70 wrecks and destroyed at least 146 locomotives between 1896 and 1932. Good work, Joe! I was reading about this on a site called Atlas Obscura. I'll put the link in the description if you want to go read it. And the idea of crashing one big thing into another big thing got me thinking. It got me thinking about how two ideas that aren't working can sometimes be crashed into each other to make something even more magnificent. A spectacle of glorious something or other. Or just wreckage. That's the gamble. You might lose an eye. I shouldn't be so flippant about eye loss, but here we are. What follows is something I wrote based on the premise of Hulk smashing two ideas together head on to see what you get. Two ideas are great. Making two things one can sometimes be even better. So sit back, relax, and please allow me to read to you today's episode called The Gentle Art of Art Smash. I made a choo-choo. It goes chugga-chugga. It runs on standard gauge tracks with a non-standard schedule and pulls like a cracker on Christmas. Watch me don my sweaty tunic to shovel my metaphorical coal into its fiery maw. Stand back to admire the loud and confident music it produces, a throaty and emphatic chorus of combustion that needs no ovation. Rattle your jewellery if you'd like, but this train needs no encouragement from distant balconies. It vibes to the sound of its own voice, arms chugging, chimney belching, as it shimmies on the horizon of my mind. An ancient vapour of cultural import, it is beautifully earnest and tear-jerkingly sublime. It is a fully realised marvel of my rapidly receding mind. Look! I made another choo-choo! This one goes chicka-chicka. It lurks on the rail with eyes shifty and wild, like some rabid raccoon in a street drain at noon. A nervous, cheeky mischief-maker, it sweats at the edges of your vision with a devious giggle. The chicka-chicka is a midnight service with daytime dreams, slithering and wiggling and pulling on the horn. There is none more brazen, more salacious, more impishly bold. It is a magnificent piece of engineering at the curb of my station. A wonder of my brain ages. This train, it is my ambition on full throttle. Two trains leave the station. What if I smashed chicka-chicka into chugga-chugga? What kind of mess would that make? There once was a guy called Head-On Joe, famous for his staged train crashes. There's probably some appetite for head-on Janine. God knows I have the taste for the spectacle, the curiosity, the destructive gene in my constructive DNA. What if, what if, what if? My God complex really isn't that complex. Two trains of thought enter and one mangled masterpiece leaves, in theory. By holding Chugga in one hand and Chica in the other, I hold the potential for complete and utter chaos. For ruination, for unmitigated beautiful disaster. It is the whatification of the process that is the magic of the creatification of the thing. The blending, the hybridization, the mix-and-match menuing of creation. It's how we ended up with pugs. We are the engineers and our furnaces are blazing. Let's smash some stuff. Notice how I just pulled you into this? You want to watch. You're fascinated. Is she really going to crash Chugga Chugga into Chica Chica? She seemed so smitten with both. Yes, this is how it works. You make stuff, you break stuff, you show stuff, the end. Silence, shh. Okay, now here goes. Chugga starts chugging. Chica starts chicking. Choof, choof, chuff, chuff. My eyes dart from one to the other as the speed begins to rise and the air crackles with a sense of the impending orchestral doom times. Don't worry, there will be no last-minute squealing of brakes. There is no damsel in distress tied to these tracks to squeal for. There will be no nick-of-time line switch to divert the impact. It's dead-on head-on, and there will be no cut to black or blurring of distressing images to protect the sensitive. This is really happening. There is an eagle scream of steel merging with manifest destiny, or manifest destruction, we'll see. Sparks of incandescent glory and fiery contemplation fill my vision board. The marriage is consummated with the cataclysmic sigh of Chugga and Chica into something new, something pure, something, well, look at it. It's twisted, an amalgam, a mashup. Viciously damaged, yet newborn and innocent. What is it? What is it? What is it? Is it good? Is it true? Is it a phoenix stretching to rise or a dud being super duddy? Wouldn't you like to know? Wouldn't you like to know about my nougachuga? I'll bet you would, but Grasshopper, it's time you learned to smash your own trains. Eyes off Chuga. Don't go looking for your magic in my debris field. You are the station master and engineer of all your trains. I am the station master and engineer of mine. Stage the crashes. Do it on purpose. Try not to lose an eye or your life from wayward smash shrapnel. Sift through the wreckage or resulting fusion and put into commission what works, send what doesn't to the scrap heap of creation, or keep on Hulk smashing things into other things. Repeat until you reach the end of the line. And there you have it, today's episode. I share these missives as a way of perhaps inspiring creative folks to get out there and make something of their own. Smash something together, maybe. If you enjoyed this little meander through my brain, feel free to share it with a friend. And be sure to follow the podcast so that you never miss an episode. If you enjoy my writing, you can follow me on janinemcrae.substack.com. But until next we meet, I'll leave you with this. Love what you love, and I'll see you out there making stuff.